I was still in college when I landed my dream internship. A full-time marketing intern for women's professional soccer team FC Gold Pride during their 2010 championship season. As a collegiate soccer player and lover of marketing, this truly seemed like a dream job. I quickly realized I was part of a dream team too. However, being women's sports, our marketing was underfunded. Yet the expectation to get fans in the seats throughout the season was still incredibly high. What did our marketing team do? We rose to the challenge day in and day out. We truly gave our all every day, not just on game days. We had to get creative with our budget and our marketing message. I truly believe we did the best we could with what we had, and it was impressive. Money and time are mostly interchangeable. It's very true that there are many situations in life when money and time are interchangeable. The unique world of professional sports taught me that many industries have aspects that do and don't work that way as well. When I was working this internship, we exchanged a lot of time for money. In fact, this was the case more often than not. It usually worked quite well, too. However, there are also moments in every industry when it does not work. There is a magic sauce to success. Learning the balance between when to use time and when to use money as currency is a core part of that sauce. Since our team did not have a lot of the funds to consistently participate in large-scale mass media marketing, word of mouth was one of our most efficient modes of transporting our message. Our team did a great job of getting people talking and keeping them talking. We spent a ton of time canvassing areas while also conversing and engaging with people we met. These networking moments happened almost everywhere a member of our marketing team went. The more people knew about our team, the more they showed up to our games. Creativity is a powerful tool. The challenge behind funding didn't stop our marketing team from finding unique ways to reach our potential customers. These challenges gave me many opportunities to show off problem-solving skills as well as creativity in developing new strategies. We did a lot of word-of-mouth marketing, yet we also habitually showed up to events and engaged with new people. At first, I was intimidated trying to sell an experience. After a while, it became second nature. During that space in between took a lot of creativity as well as trial and error with grassroots marketing techniques. We were constantly looking for ways to repurpose marketing techniques we saw from other brands, even in other industries. One of the books that really helped me master and get over my own imposter syndrome in this space was Austin Kleon's Steal Like an Artist. I recommend finding inspiration where you can. There are always countless ways to turn that inspiration into magical marketing moments. For me, Austin Kleon's book really opened my eyes to those opportunities that were already surrounding me. Nothing sells like word-of-mouth recommendations. While we did utilize some mass media, such as billboards and paid digital advertising, none of the techniques we used works quite as well as good old-fashioned word-of-mouth recommendations. In fact, we saw some of our greatest brand awareness successes through public interaction with staff and players. Since our budget was tight, players and staff were often paid to attend other events around the San Francisco area to promote our games. We canvassed college canvases, attended Pride as a business sponsor, collaborated with the men's professional team, and even engaged in official events promoting the upcoming Rio World Cup. I got to see firsthand how meeting players or even simply hearing about the excitement at a game consistently brought in new faces. Then those new fans would subsequently share their experience with friends. The next thing you know, they've cultivated their own FC Gold Pride cheering squad. Business owners often forget how powerful a recommendation can be, even for businesses selling services or experiences. Great branding doesn't rely on only one single media. We have heard a lot of business owners talk about how one particular marketing media made their company successful. However, the truth is that the power isn't in the media, it's in the message. Brands that understand this never rely on a single media to get their message out to potential customers. In fact, successful brands are utilizing multiple media platforms for marketing while keeping their message and branding strategy consistent. I'm a believer in marketing through a variety of media options, and this strategy's power to increase your audience as well as increasing the frequency at which you reach those potential customers and they hear your message. At FC Gold Pride, we had to get creative with our budget, which often meant finding affordable secondary platforms to support our main marketing efforts. I encourage businesses to reach different audiences using a variety of methods if they can afford to do so. You'd be surprised where some of the best business leads come from. Typically, it's from the repetition of consistently hearing your business's message over time through more than one media source. Keep it simple, stupid. Always. I'm sure you've heard the phrase, keep it simple, stupid. Marketing is one of those areas where this tactic really resonates. Just because a strategy may seem simple or has been done before doesn't mean it doesn't work. I remember having to come up with endless ways of reaching new people and always having more options available as I researched. I would often customize and evolve a concept I had seen in a similar situation to be more relevant to ours. This worked brilliantly, and I still use many of these techniques still today. You'd be surprised what some passion and a couple bucks can manifest, especially when you know it's a tried and true technique that works. Also, remember, there's always room for creativity in making these strategies work best for your business. This is not a recommendation to copy and paste another business's ads. Constantly stay on your toes. The world of sports is always evolving. So is the world of business. The best approach to any low-budget and word-of-mouth-focused marketing strategy is to consistently be ready to evolve. We were always ready to get in front of our potential fans, but also to switch our strategy up too. Some marketing techniques are more effective than others, and their efficiency can also change over time. It's not uncommon for it to take a little trial and error to figure out what's right for your business. This is a process that even large corporations go through, especially as they're establishing their business voice. Nowadays, many businesses take advantage of digital marketing's affordability, especially with efficient branding budgets. With so many marketing options, there are countless opportunities to use traditional paid ads, as well as using digital platforms focused on word-of-mouth-based recommendations. The biggest lesson I learned is that all businesses start somewhere. Many times, it's with affordable options that eventually grow into larger opportunities. This is where I learned just how important a central brand strategy is. That way, no matter what media or platform you are using at any given point, your message is still consistent. Going into this internship, I believed I was going to learn the mechanics behind running ads on mass media platforms. What I actually learned was that branding is about building relationships and trust with potential customers. Also, that doing so doesn't have to cost a fortune. I would love to share some other amazing lessons I learned working in sports marketing for both professional and collegiate sports. If you're interested in tapping into some of that knowledge, check out my other articles or feel free to reach out to me. I'd love to assist you in any way that I can. I'm also offering free 90-minute consultations. If you're interested, reach out to my Calendly. I'll link it in our article below.